Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which different people are giving their opinion about films they have seen recently. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the opinion that each person has. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
As it's the school holidays, I recently took my twins, Julian and Olivia, to see the latest animated children's film. Both of them love going to the cinema, and I must say I usually enjoy it too. However, this time the film was a little disappointing. Sure, it had its fair share of songs, comedy and delightful characters, but I felt that it wasn't up to the normal standard, and certainly not as good as other children's films we've seen. Still, the twins enjoyed it, which is the most important thing, isn't it?
Speaker 2.
You absolutely have to see this film. It's amazing. I only went to see it because my friend persuaded me. I'm not really a ballet kind of person, so you can imagine how surprised I was when I got totally involved in the story. It's a thriller, really, because the ballet dancer who has the main part starts to go mad as she becomes more and more involved in her role. I was totally swept away and wish it had gone on all night.
Speaker 3.
It was my wife, actually, who wanted to see it, and because I think both Colin Firth and Helena Bonham Carter are very good actors, I went along with her. I've never been disappointed by either of them or the films they've been in, so I was looking forward to seeing it. The story was very good and closely based on fact, apparently. I certainly think it deserved to win all those awards. It's an excellent example of British filmmaking at its best.
Speaker 4.
Well, the film was all right, I suppose, although I've seen better, and I couldn't really concentrate because of the noise some people were making. Even though they asked people to turn off their mobiles, 2 phones rang during the film. It's awful, really, disturbing the rest of the audience like that. It was pretty cold inside the cinema, too, and considering how much money we paid for the tickets, I really think they could have turned the heating up. I probably shouldn't have gone in the first place. And I'll definitely think twice before going again in a hurry, that's for sure.
Speaker 5.
I make a regular habit of going to the cinema with friends or workmates. We meet up once a week and catch a film. Some are better than others, but the one we saw last week was great. We laughed so much we nearly cried. The acting was good and the timing was perfect. You couldn't ask for a better combination. It's been ages since I enjoyed a film so much, and I'll definitely be seeing it again when it's out on DVD.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
As it's the school holidays, I recently took my twins, Julian and Olivia, to see the latest animated children's film. Both of them love going to the cinema, and I must say I usually enjoy it too. However, this time the film was a little disappointing. Sure, it had its fair share of songs, comedy and delightful characters, but I felt that it wasn't up to the normal standard, and certainly not as good as other children's films we've seen. Still, the twins enjoyed it, which is the most important thing, isn't it?
Speaker 2.
You absolutely have to see this film. It's amazing. I only went to see it because my friend persuaded me. I'm not really a ballet kind of person, so you can imagine how surprised I was when I got totally involved in the story. It's a thriller, really, because the ballet dancer who has the main part starts to go mad as she becomes more and more involved in her role. I was totally swept away and wish it had gone on all night.
Speaker 3.
It was my wife, actually, who wanted to see it, and because I think both Colin Firth and Helena Bonham Carter are very good actors, I went along with her. I've never been disappointed by either of them or the films they've been in, so I was looking forward to seeing it. The story was very good and closely based on fact, apparently. I certainly think it deserved to win all those awards. It's an excellent example of British filmmaking at its best.
Speaker 4.
Well, the film was all right, I suppose, although I've seen better, and I couldn't really concentrate because of the noise some people were making. Even though they asked people to turn off their mobiles, two phones rang during the film. It's awful, really, disturbing the rest of the audience like that. It was pretty cold inside the cinema, too, and considering how much money we paid for the tickets, I really think they could have turned the heating up. I probably shouldn't have gone in the first place. And I'll definitely think twice before going again in a hurry, that's for sure.
Speaker 5.
I make a regular habit of going to the cinema with friends or workmates. We meet up once a week and catch a film. Some are better than others, but the one we saw last week was great. We laughed so much we nearly cried. The acting was good and the timing was perfect. You couldn't ask for a better combination. It's been ages since I enjoyed a film so much, and I'll definitely be seeing it again when it's out on DVD.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.